Good morning, dignitaries of the dais and participants. It's with great pleasure that I welcome Dr. Meena Kumari, our DDG, fisheries. In spite of her very punishing travel schedule, she has taken time to participate in this, and she has promised to be here the full day and tomorrow also. So we are thankful to you, and we are also grateful to her because it was her shepherding these proposals at SMD that made it possible for us to organize this meeting. I'm grateful to Mr. Tarun Sridhar, Joint Secretary, Minister of Agriculture. I consider him a rare breed of in the IAS, in the sense, you know, that we need only to give a little bit of science, and then he is able to immediately grasp what are the directions to be taken, what are the decisions to be taken, and quite fast decisions, and after taking decisions, quite a liberal hand for us to carry on the work. And it is with this encouragement that we have been, SIBA has been able to interact with the Ministry of Agriculture greatly. We do treasure your association, and we do hope that it will continue further. It's also a great pleasure to welcome our old friend, Professor Sena De Silva. All of you are aware that under his leadership, there is much more voice for developing countries. Though NACA was the things, his presence has been felt all over the developing countries, and a science-based partnership has developed. And I'm sure that NACA would continue that tradition. We have a lot of our delegates from abroad, and they come with a rich experience of BMPs in different countries. And we look forward to hearing from their actions. And hopefully, when we have a joint deliberations, we will know how to further carry on this activity in on a greater scale. We are thankful to Dr. Paul Raj, Secretary, Coastal Aquaculture Authority, for his presence here. As all of you are aware, Coastal Aquaculture is an important institution, and it is playing a very important role. And under the leadership of Paul Raj, we are more comfortable in the ways, and every one of the stakeholders are being consulted, and we are thankful to you for your presence, sir. A lot of, at this meeting, it's, Ms. Lena Nair, Chairman of EMPEDA, sends a regret because of slight indisposition that, because with the connection with her earlier operation, she's not able to be present here. But we have good delegations from EMPEDA, led by Upadhyaya, and we are thankful to them for coming this. In fact, if you look at BMPs and its populations down in India is shown as an example for all other countries, and this would not have been possible without EMPEDA because of its strong institutional mechanisms which it had. That's how the reaching out to farmers was feasible, and they have done quite a bit of work. Now, much more needs to be done, but I am glad that they have laid the foundation for what needs further to be done. It's a pleasure always to have our industry friends. I see Mr. Sandarakshan, Srinivasan, Jyothi, and others. We are thankful for your support always to SIBA's activities. And I'm sure that your presence during the days, not just for this meeting, for I hope you'll continue for that, would really help to take this further. But more than anything else is that we do have farmers' representatives here. Now, they are the people who have had first-hand experience in running these operations. Maybe it is at this juncture that we really need to look at, because flowing from the responsible shrimp FAO's guidelines on that, BMPs have been evolved. Of course, I do understand that they need to be, for going across countries and things like that, they need to be generalized. But we also need to see how we can, at the same time as we are talking about scaling up, scaling out for the things, we're also scaling in the sense that we need to customize it to the requirements, to the, culture practices, to the social conditions that is operating in different parts of the country. And that is where the farmers' feedback, farmers' interactions would be very crucial. So I'm sure that this deliberations would really help us. And we as an institutions are looking at specific researchable areas, because that is, again, is one of the things I say to the foreign delegates also, that look out for researchable areas where we could collaborate across. And that should lay the foundation for things. And in that aspect, we are really happy that NACA in its next thing, how it will take out. And we have Dr. Eknath, Director of Sister Institute, as well as the DG of NACA. Congratulations to him. And I'm sure that since he's going to be here throughout the deliberations, it will be a great help because he has to give the required directions. How do we really take it further? This is an important thing, and this is where the presence of NACA is also felt in India much more and in all countries. So this is a vehicle for even reaching out much more. And maybe in this context only you need to look at, do we need to keep always BMPs as a part of cluster? Because the advantages of cluster farming is where you bring scale. Scale for negotiating inputs and for sale, and even with the government. And BMPs have been existing even before we had this cluster formation. And BMPs, in some of the things that we have documented earlier, BMPs have been even implemented very effectively. You even now see that kind of implementation in somewhere in Tamil Nadu and somewhere in Gujarat. Very stringent, and that is not nothing to do with cluster. But cluster is an important concept that we need to know. And cluster is a concept, especially when we are having farmers of less than 2 hectares, where we can bring scale into picture. BMPs also need to be pushed, but BMPs we may need to push even beyond cluster. We don't have to tie it to the strings of cluster farming. Especially since one of the things is that one part of BMP is that biosecurity measures, and we still have not been able to sell the things to the farmers. The farmers are always feeling that though they make a lot of investments, the additional investment that they make for biosecurity is very minimal. But you find that a great reluctance on the farmers to make that investment. So I'm sure that we need to take BMPs much more beyond even cluster farming and couple it along with cluster farming, but not exactly exclusively only to a cluster farm. We don't need to couple this both together. Maybe this kind of deliberations this we have will, because it's a crucial juncture, even the whole realm of BMP, and I'm sure that the deliberations would greatly help. And in that, we are thankful that we are having a representation from Dr. Vasudevappa from NFDB, because it is with their help, just like EMPEDA on the one side, the development, it is with the NFDB and Ministry of Agriculture, which has to take it further, especially in specific policy changes that is required, as well as large-scale development activities. So right at this hall, we have all the players that is necessary to take this step forward. And I'm looking forward to these deliberations, and welcome to all of you again. Thank you.
Namaste. Oh, namaskar. I don't know. Namaste. Good morning to everybody. First of all, Dr. Punaya, Director Siba, Sri Tarun Srila, Joint Secretary, Ministry of Agriculture, Dr. Meena Kumari, DDG Fisheries, ICR, all other directors, friends from Australia, Malaysia, Indonesia, and most of all, our farmer friends. Thank you for your time and thank you for being here. NACA is a very small organization, an intergovernmental organization of 18 countries in its 23rd year of life. The gathering here reflects what NACA is about. That is bringing institutions, all stakeholders together on common issues and trying to find solutions. NACA is a facilitator. We only facilitate, but the rest is done by the people in each of the countries, all the stakeholders. So we try to bring together on a particular issue, develop a strategy, try to help implement that strategy effectively and bring benefits to the poor people. That's our mandate, that's our vision, that's our function. We live in a globalized world, very dynamic and demanding. Aquaculture, on the other hand, though a millennia-old tradition, has become a science and a significant food provider only within the last 2-3 decades. Importantly, although it's a very significant food provider, now estimated to contribute nearly 50% of all seafood that we consume. The main production occurs in the Asia-Pacific region. And who are the producers? Producers are small-scale farmers. Farmers who lease their farm or own their farm, operate their farm, and manage their farm. In this globalized world, these farmers are facing increasing challenges which they have to comply with. Our aspirations for food quality and safety have increased many, many fold, which is quite correctly. As a result of these, of course, there has been a mushrooming of certification procedures, standards developed independently by various bodies. As somebody said, it's a jungle of certification, jungle of standardizations, which no one knows how to proceed with, how to comply with, what we should be doing. Often some of these standard developers helicopter into the region, use their standards, and demand that these standards are complied to. They sit behind their computers and develop that standard. NACA's strategy has been to combine with stakeholders and related institutions and develop what we call better management practices. Better management practices are developed scientifically. It's commodity specific. It's an evolving dynamic process. We will continue to change them. And BMPs are not a panacea for to solve all problems either. But BMPs are a pragmatic path, easily adaptable because the stakeholders at the coalface are involved. It's a low-cost strategy, a socially responsible strategy, which encompasses everything and evolve a good farming practice. By implication, by adopting such a farming practice, you invariably comply to food requirements and food quality requirements, food safety requirements, and all that. So it's not a standardization procedure. It is, by implication, leads to meet all standardized requirements. When BMPs are properly developed and adopted, ideally through a cluster approach, because you cannot have one farmer not adopting BMPs when 99 farmers around you sharing the same water resource adopt BMPs. That one farmer can be nasty. He can spoil the whole system by using malachite green, for example, and all farmers have to suffer. That's why a cluster approach is needed. And I also mentioned that BMPs is a broad farming system. It has to be adapted to specific conditions, vary. So within that broad frame, you have to keep on adapting specific to various farming systems. A cluster approach ensures that all farmers comply with this need and the farming system thrives. So NACA's role is to bring about an effective implementation of of BMPs through a cluster approach, bringing local institutions, farmers at the coalface, encourage information and technology exchange, provide access to markets, and so forth. That's why we are here today. We wish to facilitate and nurture relationships between various institutions. For example, in this country, ICR, MPEDA, NFDB, and so forth, and thereby try and meet our aspirations of putting the poor farmers in a way that they could meet and comply with the food requirements and meet access proper markets. I hope the deliberations in the next 2 days will give us some conclusive strategies how to improve this adoption or scaling up, recognize some research issues. As Dr. Ponnaiah mentioned, that some institutions may be able to carry forward so that we put those research results into improving the BMPs in the next stage, and also the farmer interactions, which will be most important. So once again, Dr. Ponaya, I thank you for your colleagues and yourself for organizing this meeting to be held at SEPA. Arun, thank you for coming all the way. And Meena, thank you for coming all the way. It gives strength to the whole concept and the need to carry this forward why you've been present here. Thank you once again, and wish you all the best and fruitful deliberations over the next 2 days. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Now, Dr. C.V. Mohan from NACA will brief out the objectives of the workshop and outputs.
Dignitaries on the dais, participants from India and abroad, ladies and gentlemen. The need of the day is responsible aquaculture. In simple, it's compliance. Compliance to what? Compliance to food safety, animal health issues, animal welfare issues, environmental issues, socio-economic issues. In simple, it is compliance to both mandatory and voluntary requirements. Some people can call it standards, but it's normally the technical requirements. Small-scale farmers need assistance, need support, need hand-holding if they have to comply. So our responsibility is to prepare the small-scale sector to respond to these challenges. The trading partners, the consumer choices, and the market dynamics are forcing the aquaculture sector to be more responsible and to behave more in a disciplined manner. National governments and organizations like NACA are supporting the development of sustainable aquaculture through programs like BMPs and cluster management, so that the livelihoods of millions of small-scale farmers and others dependent on aquaculture are sustained and protected. Over the years, the NACA work in the Asia-Pacific region has clearly shown us that adoption of simple, science-based, practical, better management practices, as Sena told, management practices, not standards, through a group or a collective risk reduction approach is going to be beneficial. It's going to be a solution for everything, but it can minimize the risks and maximize the returns. So the present workshop is talking about scaling up. We strongly believe that in India, the national partners like MPEDA, NACSA, SEBA, and others have done wonderful work in collaboration with NACA and other agencies in pilot testing and implementing BMPs through a cluster management approach. So we have reached a certain stage, but it needs to be really scaled up, and the opportunities for expanding this to cover other commodities needs to be really explored if we need to sustain either domestically or internationally both and to remain competitive. So the present workshop is mainly on scaling up strategies, and the purpose of the workshop is to bring key national players together. And I'm very happy that we already achieved the first objective. The second objective is to review the work done so far, discuss the impact, criticize the work, and see where we can improve, identify issues and concerns for scaling up, identify and develop some scaling up strategies which can be taken up, and finally agree to develop some implementation strategies through the national institutions supported by the ministry, supported by ICR, supported by the Ministry of Commerce, and then try to implement some scaling up strategies so that the benefits can be spread out far and wide, not only within the country, and then can be used as an example in the region for NACA member governments. Look, if you look at the participation, the workshop is participated by key national institutions like MPEDA, NACSA, all the ICR institutions, NFDB, Coastal Aquaculture Authority, representatives from farmers, cluster leaders, processing plants, hatcheries, and even representatives from certification programs. So we are very happy with the participation, and we have the right mix of people here to really deliberate the issues, and we have experiences from countries like Indonesia, Malaysia, and Thailand to be shared. If you look at the process, the workshop is divided into several sessions. The first session we would like to focus on understanding the concept. What are BMPs? What is cluster management? What is certification? How all this fit together? There's a lot of confusion in the minds of people with respect to standards, BMPs, certification. I think we need to really get that clear so that we clearly identify the issues of scaling up. The second session is focused on sharing the BMP and the cluster experience from countries like India, Indonesia, Thailand, and Malaysia. The third, we'll look at impact assessments and also examine the theory and practice of scaling up by drawing some lessons learned from the sectors of agriculture and other sectors. And the fourth and the fifth session are mainly look at the role of institutions and the role of the industry. How the institutions can fit into the process, how the industry can fit into the process, and how we can develop a viable mechanism for really scaling up so that the small-scale farmers are benefited, they can remain competitive, they can remain sustainable. And then we are planning two working group sessions towards the end of the workshop, one working group mainly discussing on issues and constraints, and one working group mainly working on strategies and an implementation plan so that it can be taken up further with the support of ministry, with the support of NFDB, MPEDA, ICR, and NACA would be very happy to play a sort of a facilitative role in this process to try to attract synergy and funding and other resources. And the final session is a plenary session where we would like to summarize all this and come up with some concrete recommendations or national strategies for a scaling up plan which can be followed up. We are interested in a strategy which can be really followed up, not a strategy which will remain just as a report to the project. So the outcome of the workshop is a better understanding of all these concepts, identification of issues, and identification of some scaling up strategy. So this is a very brief outline of the workshop purpose, process, participation, and outcome. So on behalf of the organizers and NACA, I wish to thank Mr. Tarun Sridhar, Joint Secretary, Dr. Meena Kumari, DDG ICR, Dr. Leena Nair, MPEDA Chairman, Dr. Ponnaiah, the Chief Executive Officer of NACSA, Dr. Joyce, the Coastal Aqua Authority, Dr. Paul Raj, NFDB, Dr. Krishnaya, and Dr. Vastayopa, and all the national institutions who are here, all the representatives from College of Fisheries from the Southern Indian States, State Fisheries Department officers, farmers, cluster leaders, processing plants, certification body representatives, and others. And finally, on behalf of the organizers, I request all the delegates to actually participate in the workshop, contribute to the discussions, criticize where you think we have gone wrong in relation to BMPs and cluster management approach, and finally help us to come up with meaningful, practical scaling up strategies that can be taken up. As of now, India is seen as a leader in BMP and cluster management in the rest of the world, especially in the NACA member governments, and we would like to see that being further strengthened and enriched. So with that, I stop. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. May I request Dr. B. Neena Kumari, Deputy Director General, ICR, Fisheries, ICR, New Delhi, to deliver the presidential address.
Dr. Sena De Silva, Director General, NACA, Sri Tarun Sridhar, Joint Secretary, Department of Animal Husbandry, Dairying and Fisheries, Dr. Ponnaiah, Director, Central Institute of Brackish Water Aquaculture, Dr. Eknath, Dr. Vasudevappa, Dr. Paul Raj, Dr. Mohan, delegates who have come from abroad as well as from India, ladies and gentlemen. To begin with, my congratulations to Network of Aquaculture Centers of Asia Pacific team, Director SIBA, MPEDA, and Ministry of Agriculture for timely organization of a workshop on scaling up of better management practices program at the national level to discuss the ways and means to build awareness and capacity of relevant stakeholders on BMPs of shrimp farming, as this is an important activity as well as an issue in the Indian aquaculture. To just see a background, the tight-fed trap-rear polyculture of shrimps and fishes has been practiced by coastal communities as a livelihood activity along the Indian coast since time immemorial. The evolution of induced breeding and seed production technology started in late 70s to early 80s, and new generation commercial shrimp farming, which came into being during late 80s, have given the Indian aquaculture a new face. Developmental initiatives of governments in the form of financial assistance or subsidy without proper planning attracted many corporate firms and entrepreneurs into the shrimp farming because of its high economic returns, and mostly it was Peneus monodon, the tiger shrimp, which is an indigenous species that has been farmed as a major species. Undoubtedly, the shrimp farming was a gold mine with minimum gestation period of about 120 days in the initial years. Due to lack of proper regulation and over greediness of shrimp farmers who adopted somewhat intensive culture systems, even with wild stocks, and dumped huge quantity of external inputs like feed, chemicals and so on, which invited an insurmountable enemy to the aquaculture, that is the white spot viral disease. The alleged concerns of socio-economic, biodiversity and environmental issues were overemphasized, which culminated in the litigation in the highest judiciary, and judicial intervention has brought the commercial shrimp culture to its zero level at one time. Further, the judiciary gave its order for the establishment of a regulatory mechanism in the form of an authority and permitted environment-friendly and socially acceptable culture systems like traditional and improved traditional to be practiced with strict regulatory measures and guidelines, which is called the Code of Conduct. The establishment of the Coastal Aquaculture Authority was for enforcing proper regulatory measures for coastal aquaculture in a more sustainable and eco-friendly manner. The Coastal Aquaculture Authority, with the support of the Central Institute of Brackish Water Aquaculture, has framed extensive guidelines for shrimp farm location, construction, seed selection and stocking, feed and pond management, drainage management practices, and has been enforcing these guidelines through the fisheries departments. Based on these guidelines, improved management practices called good management practices of shrimp farming was evolved to address both on and off farm concerns and to improve the productivity. These risk factors occur throughout the shrimp cropping cycle, like season of stocking, pond preparation, pond filling and water preparation, seed quality and screening, water management, pond bottom management, feed management and disease treatment protocols. In addition to this, seed quality, fine-tuning of practices for seed stocking, feeds and feed scheduling, soil and water quality, animal health, harvest and post-harvest handling were also advocated, which altogether termed as better management practices of shrimp farming. A package of practices intended to prevent or manage every potential disease risk was developed based on scientific experiments and in-depth interactions with farming community. These are expressions of the guidelines of the biosecurity practices, which were also added into better management practices to prevent the entry of pathogens into the culture systems. To prevent the food safety hazards, additional practices to address the issues of food safety, quality and traceability are then included in the better management practices list. The Marine Products Export Development Authority and NACA collaborative project on BMPs have done an excellent work in demonstrating the BMPs in the farmers' ponds, and these demonstrations were helpful to disseminate scientific information on risk management strategies to the farmers and wider adoption of BMPs at farm level. The international principles propounded by the Food and Agriculture Organization, NACA, United Nations Environment Programme, World Bank and World Wildlife Fund provide the basis upon which stakeholders can collaborate for a more sustainable development of shrimp farming. Certification is to be seen as a tool of communication between the primary producer and the end consumer, enabling primary producer economic freedom with social responsibility. The increasing awareness on traceability, food safety and security demands focus on product quality characterized by efficient farm management practices in relation to the surrounding environment and social issues. In this connection, the long-term objective of NACA, EMPEDA and NACSA collaborative project is to enable small-scale farmers to adopt sustainable and environmental-friendly farming practices to produce quality and safe shrimps for domestic market and export. The management approach and group certification programs of these organizations, like capacity building, group cohesiveness, cluster registration and certification, adoption of BMPs at the hatchery and farm level, will promote the concept of the BMP adoption so as to benefit the small-scale farmers of India. This becomes all the more important in the present context of introduction and culture of many species of shrimp and fish in the Indian aquaculture scenario. In brief, the adoption of BMPs opened a gateway to ensuring sustainability of small-scale aquaculture and meeting modern market challenges and opportunities. The concerted efforts of farmers, policymakers, and other stakeholders are needed for this. A dedicated team of field workers need to work with farmers to bring about the attitudinal changes in the farmers and help them to accept the new ideas of environmental safety, sustainability, and food safety. I'm sure this workshop would give the message to the concerned, both shrimp producing and importing countries, that Indian shrimp farming sector is much more scientifically robust and the shrimp farms in India adopt BMPs and produce safe and quality fish food. Further, the outcomes of the workshop would help in evolving a bridge between the Asian and European aquaculture developmental programs and form a part of the international collaborative program for linking the development and validation of commodity-specific better management practices, especially for smallholder farmers and smallholder farms in Asia-Pacific region under the leadership of NACA. Once again, my good wishes and compliments to all those who have been instrumental in conducting the workshop here in Chennai. Thank you, and thank you all.
Thank you, madam, for delivering the presidential address. Now I call upon Mr. Tarun Sridhar, IAS Joint Secretary, Department of Animal Husbandry and Department of Fisheries, Ministry of Agriculture, to deliver the inaugural address.
Dr. Meena Kumari, Dr. Sena, Dr. Punaya, there are lots of doctors here, so please excuse me if I can't name all. I am the rare breed who's not a doctor. Ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure to be here amidst you today, and I thank the organizers for the honor they have bestowed upon me, asking me to deliver the inaugural address. I see that this workshop is being represented by diverse sections who have high stakes in aquaculture. We have fisheries scientists, we have fisheries policymakers, administrators, we have farmers, and it's happy to see that we have very distinguished guests from abroad. A very warm welcome to all of you. I feel like a dwarf among giants here because you all are either professional fisheries scientists who have hands-on experience on aquaculture, you have hatchery operators, you have farmers, and here I am who doesn't even eat much fish, not even fond of fish, and have I've just seen an aquaculture pond from a distance and heard a few words about what aquaculture is all about. But, well, having been at the level of policy making and also generally deciding as to what direction aquaculture or the entire fishery sector should take in the country, and having interacted with very distinguished scientists and knowledgeable people like Dr. Sena, Dr. Punaya, Dr. Meena Kumari, and several of you, well, I can claim to have some little bit of understanding of what this whole business is all about. I would not go into the technical aspects of BMPs or scaling up or cluster management because that is not my area, nor do I claim to have any knowledge of what it is. What I understand is that we are all concerned. We are all concerned because fish as a source for protein and as a source of food for the vast multitude of populations is under threat. Traditionally, fish has been a hunting exercise. Fishing has been a hunting exercise or a small-scale farming exercise. Now, fisherman's future as a hunter is threatened now. The global trends in capture fisheries, whether it is marine capture or it is inland capture, is showing a decline. If you make a graphic representation of what the global trends of fish production are, the capture fisheries is showing, the graph is going slightly down, although it's not very alarming. But visually, it gives you an idea that over the last one decade or so, the capture fisheries production has been declining. And if one was to read the reports of various studies done by scientists, and especially also the latest Food and Agriculture Organization's State of World Fisheries and Aquaculture Report 2010, then the future is indeed very, very bleak. And as far as capture fisheries is concerned, well, doomsday is at our doorstep. So there's no future in that. However, how do you feed the millions and billions of people around the world if the future of capture fisheries is very, very dark? The answer is aquaculture. One very positive development in the recent past, which from a policymaker's perspective I see, is that aquaculture is getting a lot of attention. Aquaculture as a sector is being discussed in various fora. And whether it is governments or intergovernmental organizations or non-governmental organizations, aquaculture has come to the forefront of the food policies and the issues with related to food security around the globe, which is a very, very healthy sign. And as a policymaker, I'm very optimistic about the food security globally, and especially in our region, which is home to the vast number of the most poor people in the world. Traditionally, aquaculture in our areas has been just a small-scale farming activity. Just a small-scale farming activity, like any other farming activity, especially because the land holdings have been traditionally very small. However, another very positive sign is that now, instead of viewing it as purely a livelihood small-scale activity, the people engaged in this profession and people engaged in framing policies for this sector have started understanding that this is also a viable commercial activity. And as a viable commercial activity, it will bring into its ambit a larger pool of stakeholders, the producer, the consumer, as also the chain of people who will be involved in adding value, be it the processors, be it the marketers, and others. Because we have all realized that if we have to feed our populations, and I'm told that by another decade or so, the demand for fish would rise up to 180 million or 185 million tons globally. Statistics is not my forte, and nor is fisheries my forte, but this is what I have gathered from various studies, that the demand for fish in a decade or so would exceed 180 million tons, and the present level of production is about 140, 145 million tons. And I think in 2005 or so, 4 or 5, the capture fisheries production was about 95 million tons. It has come down to 90 million tons. It is dipping by almost 1 to 2 million tons per annum, whereas aquaculture is growing very, very impressively. Now, if aquaculture is contributing only one-third of the total fish production globally, but very soon it is going to contribute more than 50%, say another decade or so, it will be contributing more than 50%. And I'm sure in our region, the Asia-Pacific region, the contribution of aquaculture to the total fish production is much higher. In India, we have our latest, not the final figures, but the figures for 2010 indicate that we produced 8 million tons of fish, out of which 5 million tons was aquaculture and inland, so in which aquaculture is about 4 million tons and 1 million ton is inland capture. So 50% is aquaculture. And if you... And now inland capture is also getting converted into a capture fishery. So that is what the importance of aquaculture is. Now, you see, the when Dr. Mohan sent me the invite for this workshop, and the topic which was listed was better management practices and cluster management for empowering small-scale farmers, scaling up strategies. Now, what I see here is a national workshop on scaling up of shrimp BMP program at national level. And if you see the workshop book, page 3 also mentions only better management practices and cluster management for empowering small-scale farmers, scaling up strategies. Now, sorry, I'm not bringing out any infirmity on anything. What I'm saying is that my focus here is the two critical areas which this workshop seeks to address, as far as I'm concerned. One is small-scale farmers. Now, traditionally in this entire region, farmers are small. Do we keep them small? Is it our case that a farmer whose geographical holding of land is very small cannot become big despite a small holding? And if he can, how can he do it? Better management practices, and very importantly, cluster farming. Now, what does cluster farming do? The title of your workshop shows it empowers the farmer. It empowers the farmer. It opens up the economies of scale. It empowers the farmer to face the vagaries of the external environment, be it political, be it social, be it markets, be it commerce. So from that point of view, we feel that it's a very, very critical area. And in fact, during the meetings of our Coastal Aquaculture Authority, Dr. Ponnaiah has been very, very vociferously advocating that we have to move towards cluster farming if we want to optimize our productivity, our production, and also address all the sustainability issues. Now, in shrimp farming, I am given to understand that if you are doing intensive shrimp farming, it has very serious environmental consequences. Now, to handle those adverse environmental consequences and to neutralize them, you need capital investment. You need access to technology, and you also need access to various kinds of knowledge and management practices. How does a small farmer who has a very small holding, lack of resources, not much access to the markets or institutional credit, how does he handle it? The answer is a cluster farming on a cooperative model. That is what is required. And if I'm giving example from India, I'm sure with my little knowledge of the Asia-Pacific region, I think this would hold true for all the nations and all the countries in this region. And I think we are home to more than 90% of aquaculture, Dr. Sena, if I'm not wrong. More than 90% aquaculture. So it's also the responsibility of the global community to see that the better management practices through a cluster farming empowers our small-scale farmer so that we are in a position to contribute to the fish production in the world in a sustainable manner. And that's what I feel. The objective of any management practice, be it good management practice or better management practice or best management practice. I always wonder, why do you call it better management practices? Why not best management practices? Or why not simply good management practices? Well, without going into the semantics of it, the good management practice should address both the production and productivity issues, that is, which ensure that the production increases and greater contribution is made to the entire food basket by way of increased fish production, but also in a manner which is sustainable, because sustainability is required both for the consumer as well as for the producer. Dr. Meena Kumari, in her address, made a mention of the crisis which the shrimp industry went through on account of outbreak of disease. And India was one of the biggest sufferers in terms of more than 80% of our hatcheries and farms, etc., getting affected. And it took us more than a decade to bounce back, to come back to the level when, again, our production from aquaculture is 4 million tons. But the situation at one stage was very serious. We were addressing the issue of production. We were addressing the issue of converting our livelihood and small farms into big commercial farms, big not in size, big in terms of stocking, taking more and more out of it. But nature has its own dynamism and mechanism to hit back, and it did hit back. That is where the management practices, this is what the management practices have to address. And that is, again, empowerment of a small-scale farmer through cluster farming would give him access to these better management practices also. Otherwise, a small farmer on his own finds it difficult even to adopt the elementary management practices which are required, what to say of good and better management practices. So this is something as a fisheries administrator, as a fisheries policymaker, I would be really very eagerly looking forward to what comes out as an outcome of this workshop. And I can assure you that not only within the country, if in the region also, India has to play a role in terms of implementing these, we'll be too glad. In fact, very shortly we're going to have a ministerial conference in Sri Lanka on aquaculture, in which I think many of you will be present. Hopefully I'll also be going there with my minister, and I think Dr. Vasudevappa is there. And we are in fact keen that India would be willing to shoulder any leadership responsibility also in this direction, so that we could develop aquaculture in this region in a sustainable manner. Having said that, one last small point which I wish to make, and Sena, if you recollect, this is a point I had made during the Committee on Fisheries meeting also. And then I thought that it has not been reflected honestly in the final report, but I was shot down. See, when we are talking in terms of aquaculture, as I mentioned earlier, from merely a small-scale livelihood activity, we are moving towards aquaculture as a viable economic and commercial activity. At the same time, globally, when we talk of aquaculture, we are concentrating only on those species which are being internationally traded. And here also, it's shrimp. Now, I can understand we are sitting in Central Institute of Brackish Water Aquaculture, and Dr. Ponnaiah's focus would be shrimp, and I have nothing against shrimp. And we would like shrimp production to increase, productivity to increase, because shrimp gives farmer the money. It's commercially very important. But we also have to feed a very large number of poor people in our region. And for that, our own indigenous species are also very, very important. Why don't we ever talk of carps? Can you hear me? I have yet to attend a single workshop in the last 3 years I have been dealing with fisheries issues at the national level. Single workshop or discussions, etc., on carps. Now, I think all the countries in the region would agree, at least India, China, Bangladesh, etc., that carps is the mainstay of our fish food in our regions. And carps are the fish which feed our people, poor people. It is not shrimp which feed our poor people, it is carps which feed our poor people. And this is true not only of India, it is true of other countries in Asia, it is true of Africa, Eastern Europe, many of the countries which are still developing. So carps is also a very, very critical issue as far as food security for the vast multitude of poor people are concerned. Well, if it is not the mandate of this workshop, it is not that I want that to be here. But this is just a thought I am giving to the fisheries professionals, fisheries scientists, and the fisheries stakeholders, and also environmental activists. Carp is also environmentally friendly. Carps are herbivores. They don't require, you put a potato in a pond, and I think for 1 month those carps will feast on the potato. They won't require a lot of antibiotics or probiotics or various kinds of feed, etc. So my only request is, well, if not today, not here, but when we talk of sustainable aquaculture and cluster farming, better management practices, etc., kindly don't ignore the humble carp. That is my humble request to all the fishery scientists here. I thank you once again for giving me this privilege of being here with you and delivering the inaugural address. I don't know whether I have been able to contribute anything to it, but I would definitely like to sit through the day as much as I can and benefit from the collective wisdom of all of you here. Thank you so much.
Dignitaries on the dais and participants to this international workshop being organized by NACA. Let me first compliment NACA for organizing this important workshop in India. And before I present vote of thanks, I would like to mention something about this workshop, how it was initiated, because I think that missed here somehow. Well, way back in 2001, EMPIDA initiated BMP in shrimp farming in collaboration with NACA. Initially, the main aim of BMP was to address a common problem of white spot syndrome virus, which was spreading like anything in the country, and most of the shrimp farms were affected by it very badly. Farmers were encouraged to start an aqua club to address their common problem of procuring good quality seed, uniform stocking, and disease prevention. Subsequently, adoption of BMP has reached now to a stage where farmers are in a position to address many more important issues, such as food safety, traceability, and environmental concern. As an outcome of this EMPIDA-NACA project, EMPIDA established a new center called NACSA. It's NACSA. National Center for Sustainable Aquaculture, with its headquarters in Kakinada in Andhra Pradesh in India. And main aim was of that center to encourage farmers to farm group and to go for cluster farming. This was done in 2007. NACSA has so far assisted some 17,000 numbers of shrimp farmers in the country who have formed 772 numbers of societies across 5 different maritime states in India, and it is going on expanding. This year, production from shrimp, the provisional figure which you have got, indicates that there is a good jump of 40%. We are going to reach to something around 146,000 metric ton, which is a tremendous jump, and this is the cumulative effort of all of us, from officials, from different organizations, from farmers, from hatchery association. And this past 2 months has shown a number of events in India. In April month, there were 5 officials from US FDA and Center for Food Safety and Applied Nutrition, Maryland, who visited India. I was assigned to organize their visit, and we had training seminars organized in Surat, Chennai, Vijayawada, and Bhubaneswar, wherein stakeholders from various parts of maritime states participated, and they were very happy the way India is moving forward. This year, the acceptability of shrimp in US market in terms of price, in terms of this quantity exported, has gone up many fold. And recently, FBO mission is on visit to India. They visited some farms in Kerala on 13th. I was with them. They also visited our lab, and they have expressed their satisfaction the way India is progressing in shrimp farming. So I compliment to all organizations in India and my chairman, Mr. Lina Nair, under whose dynamic leadership the shrimp farming industry is moving ahead. Now, coming to vote of thanks, it's my proud privilege to present this vote of thanks, and I start with Dr. B. Meena Kumari, DDG of Fisheries, ICR Institution, Delhi. Under Madam's dynamic leadership, the research in fisheries activities is reaching to a new height, and many new things have been initiated, and there has been now good coordination in many institutions and development agency, research institution and development agency. Ma'am, I express sincere thanks to you for participation in this workshop. Madam Lina Nair, IAS Chairman, MPEDA, who could not make it to be presently present in this workshop because of some pressing issue at headquarters, from MPEDA side, she took initiative to pursue this matter with the NACA and gave approval for organizing this workshop in India. I express my sincere thanks to Madam. She is not here, but I express sincere thanks to her. Sri Tarun Sridhar, IAS Joint Secretary, Fisheries Department of Animal Husbandry, Dairy and Fisheries, Ministry of Agriculture, Government of India. Sir, under your dynamic leadership, the development activity, the way it is moving in the country, it is not far ahead. We'll be crossing maybe 10 million metric ton maybe next 2 years' time. Thank you very much, sir, for coming here and participating in this workshop. Dr. Sena De Silva, who has been heading NACA since many years, and under his dynamic leadership, we initiated this NACA MPEDA project in India. Thank you very much, sir, for organizing this such an important event in India, and that too in Chennai. Thank you very much, sir. Dr. Paul Raj, Member Secretary, Coastal Aquaculture Authority. Sir, the way you have been taking this Coastal Aquaculture Authority and guiding farmers, especially these venomous shrimp farmers, taking up new area or say modifying their existing farms for shrimp production. Compliment to you, sir, and your organization. Thank you very much for participation. Dr. Punaya, Director Siva, who has been main force and has a very distinguished vision for research and development in brackish water aquaculture. Sir, thank you very much for participation and for making available this venue for organizing this workshop. Dr. C. Basudevappa, Senior Executive Director of National Fishery Development Board, who has been taking a number of initiatives, not only to aquaculture for but for many more activity like modernization of market, fishing harbors, and many things, and making available fund for development. Thank you very much, sir, for your participation. We have with us esteemed delegates from Malaysia, Indonesia, and Australia, who will be attending this workshop for 3 days, and I believe they are in India since maybe past a few days. They were in Cochin also, I believe. Thank you very much for coming to India and for participating in this workshop. I'm sure the day workshop is completed, till then you will be having a different and very bright picture of India in your mind, going from here with a lot of knowledge in shrimp farming development. We have with us Dr. Eknath, Director of CIFA. Sir, thank you for your participation. You are there in Cochin also. Thank you very much. Then we have with us officials from NACA, ICR Institutes, and fishery colleges from Southern State of India who are participating in this workshop. I express sincere thanks on behalf of organizers and this MPDA, NACA, for their participation in this workshop. We have with us cluster leaders, farmers, and hatchery operators with us. I express my sincere thanks to them. Now my friends are showing their finger towards Dr. Mohan. But Dr. Mohan is one of the organizers. So as an organizer of this program, we'll come at the last. So I express my sincere thanks now to Dr. Mohan and my colleagues in MPDA who are here and all others who are participating in this workshop. I'm sure that they are going to actively participate in this thing and make this workshop success. Thank you very much. Thank you.